name is Plinio Fernandes. I'm a classical guitarist from São Paulo, Brazil, and I currently live in London, in the UK, for about 9 years. And I came here to study at the Royal Academy of Music, so it's been a great journey so far.
Plinio Fernandes, thank you for setting the stage for us so nicely to talk about your new album, Vaqueando. Before I get ahead of myself, I would just want to thank you for being here on Classical Conversations. It's really great to speak with you today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for the space and for the time.
So you mentioned growing up in São Paulo, Brazil, and I would love to hear more about what the musical environment was like in São Paulo when you were growing up.
Yes, of course. So actually, when I say São Paulo, it's the state of São Paulo, but I grew up about an hour and a half driving from the capital of São Paulo. So I'm from the coast, a small town called Itanhaém. So the environment at home was super rich because both of my parents are music lovers, and my father was an amateur guitarist, and then so he actually brought me into this through having the guitar around the house, so I would see the instrument there, and that was really a strong influence on me from the start. And both him and my mother used to listen to so much music from all different types of genres in Brazil. We have, as you know, Brazil is a very varied, culturally varied country, and the music is one of the our main things, really. And so I grew up listening to all the samba singers, all the bossa nova artists, and to rap and to classical music via the guitar through my father's influence. So all sorts of different influences.
And you are a classical guitarist. How is the classical guitar different from other types of guitars, and how do you play it differently?
Oh, that's a good question. I think basically, to start with, we have long nails on the right hand. So we play finger picking, so to speak. And I think we play in a way that in a smoother way, so to speak. So there's much more attention to detail, and the technique is more complex because we are playing many different voices in that instrument, as opposed to just playing strummed chords or playing just single melodies, right? So the fact that we use the long nails in the right hand and use all like the 4 fingers in the right hand, except from the pinky, only sometimes, that really gives a massive possibility to play many voices at once and makes the guitar a polyphonic instrument as well. So the way that we play differently from a flamenco guitarist, for example, or a bossa nova or samba guitarist, is that we really play in a smoother way in terms of the attention to the quality of the sound to be something. This was one of the priorities of the classical playing, as opposed to the other instruments that also have their attention to sound, but we have we think about having that smooth, beautiful, full, rich tone on the instrument, if that makes sense.
If you could tell us a little bit more about the transition from Brazil to your studies in London, what was that like? Did you experience any culture shock, or were you just really excited to jump right in? How was that experience for you?
I think both, being very honest, because London is one of the most culturally vibrant cities in the world. So all of which is sort of very similar to Brazil in terms of having a big variety of cultures and of the way people look, their customs, and all of that. But London is in a much bigger scale than Brazil. Brazil is like this historically, but coming to London and seeing all of that world together that was the cultural shock, but in the best way possible. And musically speaking, coming to the Royal Academy of Music was a dream come true.
From what I understand, your new album, Baqueando, is an intermingling of Brazilian music and Bach-inspired music. So, how do these different cultures come together in your album?
That was a very natural mixture, I could say, because Bach is my favorite composer of all time, and he influenced Brazilian music a huge amount, mainly via Villa-Lobos, who's our main composer, and who wrote a series of pieces called Bachianas that are homages to Bach. And it felt very natural of a choice to put my two favorite sound words together, and particularly to show that connection and that inspiration that the Brazilian composers had from Bach's music and composed wonderful works. So yeah, as I said, it was a very natural thing.
So, could you give us a brief overview of the contents and the pieces that we can expect to hear on the album?
So I would say that the centerpiece of the album is the suite for lute that Bach wrote, the Prelude, Fugue, and Allegro, BWV 998, which is one of my favorite pieces of all time, really. And then from there, I just started working my way around it. And so Villa-Lobos, as I said, brought the Bachianas. And I chose Bachianas number 4, the prelude of it, which Sérgio Assad, who did all the arrangements on the album. So he arranged that very beautifully for the instrument. And speaking of Sérgio Assad, he wrote another suite to pair with the prelude, Fugue and Allegro by Bach, which is called Prelude, Fugue, and Vivace, which is a phenomenal piece that he wrote specifically for the album. Which is super, is such a massive honor, especially because he has never written a fugue before. So he wrote that first, the prelude and fugue, and then I just suggested him and asked if he could write a fast movement so that would pair with Bach's suite. And yeah, he wonderfully wrote something very special. So I'm very happy with that.
So all of these works, are they solo works, or are you collaborating with other musicians on them at any point?
I did a lot in my first album, but this second album is only solo.
Wonderful. Where can listeners find Baqueando?
And all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, and so on. And you can buy the copy online. And yes, I really hope that everyone enjoys it.
Perfect. Well, we'll be sure to check that out on those different streaming platforms. I'm Mary Claire Murphy. I've been speaking with Plinio Fernandez about his Bach and Brazilian infused music. Plinio, thank you for chatting with me today on Classical Conversations.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for the space. Thank you.